The top two candidates for governor agree on one thing: climate change is real. But Democrat Anthony Brown and Republican Larry Hogan part ways on what Maryland should do about it. WIPR's John Lee has a look at their different approaches.
Ask Zoe Johnson of the State Department of Natural Resources what climate change means for Maryland, and she gives you a list.
Wildfire and drought and, you know, impact on invasive species and pests and insects and, changes in precipitation patterns and extreme snowfall events.
Johnson is the department's program manager for climate change policy. We talked at the city dock in Annapolis. Sea level is expected to rise by nearly 4 feet by the year 2100, meaning parts of City Dock will be underwater. But Johnson says you won't have to wait that long to see the effects of climate change. A study released this summer by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that Annapolis has seen the biggest increase of nuisance flooding of any U.S. city since the 1960s. Back then, Annapolis saw around 4 days a year of flooding. Now it averages about 39 days a year. Johnson says that's just one of the effects of climate change.
Climate change is influencing both the intensity and sometimes the frequency in some cases of extreme events such as hurricanes or nor'easters or, you know, droughts or extreme heat.
The state has a goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 25% by 2020. It's also waging a campaign to have each of us use less energy. Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown says if he's elected governor, those programs and others like them will continue.
I believe we have a responsibility to address climate change, and these are certainly important programs and initiatives that help us do that.
Republican Larry Hogan's campaign first canceled one interview, then failed to respond to multiple requests to reschedule. So I tracked the candidate down as he was leaving the first gubernatorial debate on Tuesday. He didn't want to talk about climate change.
We're going to talk about the debate right now.
Hogan's campaign released a statement saying he believes climate change is a scientific fact and adding, quote, "The question is how much a small state like Maryland can do to actually solve the problem," end quote. The statement also claims Hogan would support climate change initiatives as long as there was proof they would work and wouldn't be too costly for taxpayers. Brown says a governor must address climate change and that it would be a priority for his administration.
If we are going to, you know, protect low-lying coastal regions, if we're going to protect the thousands of jobs at the Port of Baltimore, the maritime operations that could be jeopardized by rising sea levels, then we have a responsibility to address climate change.
Meanwhile, Zoe Johnson at the Department of Natural Resources says the state is taking steps now to deal with the effects that are coming. For instance, as sea levels rise, some wetlands will be underwater. So the state is figuring out where there's dry land today that could be the wetlands of the future.
So we are preemptively targeting and working to conserve those lands so that we have future wetland habitat to replace that wetland habitat that's being lost.
A Goucher poll released this week finds that 84% of Marylanders believe climate change is a threat to the state. The poll's director, Malia Cromer, says that's not surprising.
So coastal states are certainly more influenced by changes in climate and global warming and any sort of rising sea levels impact Marylanders more than they would impact people in Wyoming.
The poll also finds that by a more than 2-to-1 margin, Marylanders believe Democrats do a better job than Republicans on environmental issues. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.